Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, look, I've got a couple of bosses on the upper floors who are big-time liberals, and we have animated conversations, but one thing I will give them credit for, even though I think they're wrong on a lot of issues, is they don't call me in the middle of the show and threaten my job. They don't tell me you're not allowed to talk about this. The two rules that I've been given are don't incite a riot and don't do fake news, which I am in complete agreement on. But other than that, I think Jeff will agree we are allowed to talk about the things that we think are important issues, and we're not beaten down at the station. And I know a lot of you don't feel that way. And if you were looking for an example of the bias in the national press and with some companies, unlike ours, this big event that's planned for Saturday, where a lot of Trump supporters, who I think understandably feel like this election is not over and it may be in the process of being stolen with unfair ballot counting, they want to go to D.C. and express their support for the president. You know, another one of these peaceful protests, except in the case of conservatives, it's likely that it actually will be peaceful. And yet, the big media companies, the big tech companies, are not even allowing that information to be shared. It's pretty distressing to me. Ashley McClay is the committee woman for Washington, D.C., to the Republican National Committee, and Ashley is with us this morning, and I appreciate you coming on. As soon as I heard that the organizers of this event were being censored and blocked by groups like Facebook, Twitter, Eventbrite, I figured, you know what, to heck with them, we're going to make sure we make a big deal out of this on WRVA. So, Ashley, tell me what the plan is.
Well, thank you for having me on, John. So we've seen that there will be a large protest and rally, a march on Saturday. It's going under several different names, whether it's Stop the Steal, the Million MAGA March, the March for Trump, Women for America First rally, Truckers for Trump. These people are coming out because they want to have faith in their elections, and they want every legal vote to count. And you can see there's several recounts going on around the country, and several jurisdictions have not been certified. So they want to show their vocal support for Trump and the president, his court challenges to the election. They want to confront Antifa. And hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, keep their current president in office.
Yeah. Where is this taking place in Washington?
So for anyone interested, it's going to start at Freedom Plaza around noon, and they are going to march to the Supreme Court, and that they expect that to end around 2 p.m., and I believe there will be speakers lined up at both ends of the march.
Okay, so Freedom Plaza is there on Pennsylvania Avenue, just off of the White House and the Treasury Department building, if I remember correctly, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and so this is in front of the National Theater. And...
That's correct. There's supposed to be a good turnout. We anticipate with the, you know, with the election, 72 million people voted for this president. He received more votes than any other Republican president, you know, in the history of our lifetimes. And so I anticipate there's going to be a large turnout in an event like this. We've already started to see the warm up. There were rallies for support last night, supporters waving their flags and having some caravans in front of the White House. So in the next couple of days, you're going to see more supporters start to flood the D.C. area.
You all are doing this the right way. You have got the police on your side. You've done the permits and that kind of thing. You know, compared to the rioters that we saw this summer, I feel like I need to ask you that question.
Yes. Yeah, so from what I've seen, all of the event organizers have pulled permits with the National Park Service. I do know the Metropolitan Police Department has been informed, and they expect to, you know, show their love for this president. The base loves him, as you know, from his massive attendance at rallies and events, and they want to peacefully protest. Unlike Antifa, unlike what you see from the left, they don't want riots. They don't want these counter rallies and protests to incite violence. They want to be there in support, and they want their voice to be heard. They want their elections to be open, honest, and fair. And they want to show that they are here in support of their president.
Now, I'm embarrassed, not for myself or for you, but for Washington, D.C., and for America, that I've got to ask you this question. As somebody who lived in D.C. for 12 years and saw thousands of protests and rallies over the time that I was in and out of that place, do you think you're going to be safe on Saturday?
It's interesting that you say that, because I live right behind the Capitol. I am as close to the rally as you can get, and I've lived in this city for over 15 years. I'm currently the only elected Republican in office in Washington, D.C., and so I've seen my share of protests and rallies myself. I do feel safe. In fact, you know, I felt less safe before a couple days before the election, when I was seeing the restaurants and shops and our pharmacies being boarded up in anticipation of our current president being reelected. The city was boarding up because they expected the left to riot and protest, like they were doing earlier this summer. That's not what we want. And I do know that the supporters of this president want their voice to be heard in a peaceful way. I can only hope that there will not be any people from the left trying to incite violence or cause chaos like we saw this summer.
Well, normally I'd ask for your Facebook page so that people can get real-time updates on what's happening. How are you coordinating this? Is there a place to go for details?
So I do know that you can go I believe it's marchfortrump.com. If you're interested, I'll be on Twitter at AC McClay. That's MACLEAY. And you can see some updates there on the march. I look forward to going out and showing my support for those, and really introducing myself to supporters, because I voted for this president, and we want to make sure that their vocal support is heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time, Ashley, and you lived through it too, where even our political opponents would have said, we disagree with you, but you have a right to make your voice heard in your nation's capital, and no one should try to intimidate or hurt you while you're doing that. And I'm afraid that that's not a part of the philosophy of many people on the left these days. So I appreciate you coming on and telling people about it, and we will You know, you'll probably have some Richmonders who'll get in the car and go up there on Saturday to join you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we welcome
Ashley McClay.
Yeah, we welcome them. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.